Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 7. Host this week, Colomino Sheridoni, if I was Italian, otherwise known as Colm O'Sheridan, if I'm Irish, and just playing Colm Sheridan, if you're English. And joining me, as usual this week, this fortnight, shall I say, because let's get it straight here, is my friend, straight and precise, Justin. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine, dull, rainy, depressing day?
It's not been rainy and depressing here. I'm sure it will be tomorrow, though, by the sounds of it. I'm fine. I'm great. I've been over to Ruth's house for my dinner, and now I am back ready to record with you.
Ah, isn't love wonderful? Anyway, what did you have for din-dins, Justin?
What did we have? We had fish cakes with runner beans and...
Potatoes.
Yes.
Potatoes. Good. Did you have any toppings with that, like
red sauce or brown sauce? It was a melt in the middle fish cake.
Mm.
So once you cut that open, it spilled its guts everywhere.
Of course it did, Justin. So, was it tasty?
Oh, I very much enjoyed it. Well worth the entry fee. Hashtag would buy again.
I'm glad you cleared that one up. So, Justin, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I think I've mostly caught up on my sleep after the weekend, where I was playing technical director to Ruth as she was doing her charity stream.
Yes,
and managed to get everything working. I sent you a picture of our test stream last week where
I did. You did.
We had wires everywhere. There were a few more wires on Saturday, but I wasn't sat on the floor. I had a beanbag for most of the day.
Oh, well, that's good, because you didn't want to put your back in, Justin.
No.
Although a beanbag is not great for the back over long periods of time.
Well, I got up quite a lot as I was, running around and making tea and doing the cooking and doing the lunch and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Super.
And you kindly came into the test stream on Thursday night to bitch and moan about my microphone being too near to the noisy fan coming off my PC.
It was more than a noisy fan, but on the day, everything went A-OK.
On the day, we had the two separated as far as they possibly could be by a USB lead.
Excellent. It worked a treat, Justin. So, as technical director, can I just ask you a question? Because I had a feeling there was some insight into some of the games you selected for Root. But I've since learned that you did not have any technical input into what games she played. That some of the games were donated. Is that correct, Justin?
We had a couple of games donated. There is a person on YouTube. There is a person on Twitter who does regular competitions for games such as the Jumping Burrito and the Jumping Rap and the Jumping Rap Turbo and such.
Right.
And, the retweet and you might win a code type of games that aren't really games, let's be honest. But they are on the PSN store, and if you were to buy them, you'd be paying £1.19. So... we knew that there were some games that were on the market that were relatively straightforward platinums, and we knew there were other games that were not as straightforward. You yourself have played My Name is Mayo, and you know it's not as simple as just hold the button down.
No.
And it's not even as simple as just press the button 15,000 times. It's
no.
Press it and then go into other screens, select something else, and then come back and press it.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of these games were literally just hold the X button for 30 seconds. There you go, you've got a platinum trophy. Now, we knew that. But we also knew that other games that she was going to play were going to be a bit tougher.
Hmm.
And I lovingly purchased for her the game known as Lady in a Leotard with a Gun.
Did you purchase this out of love and respect or out of devilment, Justin?
Out of love, because it was 39 pence and... And I had seen the game. I had seen people live play, live stream a platinum run themselves, and knew how frustrating it was. But I thought she'll get through this, and yeah, she did. She got the platinum on it. Throughout the whole 12 hours, she originally targeted herself with 22 platinums, and by the end of it, she had 24.
Awesome.
She had two of her games that she benched because by the time she got around to playing them, it was clear they were either going to be too long or too challenging. One game, which was suggested by our friend Mr. Carl Palmer, apparently he suggested it to Tim Paulin as well in the past, and Tim hasn't forgiven him yet. It's a bit like Super Meat Boy.
Oh dear, okay.
And...
what game was that, Justin?
36 Degrees of Midnight or something like
that. Oh, 34 Fragments or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that one.
That's a woeful game. That is horrific. I haven't platinumed that. I've tried and I still haven't platinumed it.
Well...
it's horrendous.
And people say
it's easy. It's not easy.
I could see that I would probably... if I push myself for it, I could get that one.
Yes, you would do.
But I also would have several frustrating moments of going, ugh! But especially when there's a 6-minute speed run for it as well. But she came along just before midnight, sort of about half 11. She went back for another go. And bearing in mind there's 36 yards, we were counting them as she went. We thought she got 36, but we'd said, look, even if you get 35 and die, you'll at least get the trophy for 35 and died.
Yeah.
And we thought she'd got 36, and we're going, well, if the game's not ending, why don't you just die? And then, sure enough, the trophy popped up going, you had one to go.
Oh. Wow.
At that point, we stopped and went back to a couple more platinums to just bang them out. But we learnt some facts on the way.
Good.
So yeah, they weren't all bad games. There were some not bad games. To be fair, because I've obviously talked about this with Ruth. Throughout the games that she played on stream, there were a couple that were not games. They weren't even experiences. There were some which was just learn some facts whilst you get a platinum. And then there were some that were genuine games. Like Lady in a Leotard, that is not an easy game because of the stupid control system. And the other games that the same company made, she had to go on some of them, and it's like, they theoretically are easier platinums than a lot of, or quick platinums, but not when you're tired.
No.
And not when they're going to make you like get headaches and get seasick and stuff.
No.
But some games were actually, you know, you could see people of a certain age really enjoying them. Like the Chickens on a Road one, we were saying her daughter probably would quite enjoy that, just running over chickens.
So would I.
and your favourite game of Funny Truck was...
Funny Truck. Possibly the easiest truck I've ever gotten in my life.
But that's not as simple as, like, you know, just press the button down and leave it for 10 minutes. You do have to keep driving around.
You just drive around in a circle. I think you still get the same thing, more or less. I think there was one. Oh, there was one, like, it's like a Frogger game or something. I played that as well. Like, that was actually didn't think it was that easy, but then when you look at a YouTube video, they tell you exactly what to do and you just do it.
Yeah, and there was one game, the football game, that was a throwback to the LucasArts point and click days, which, as it happened, she nearly had to do two full playthroughs.
That's
because she was going, I didn't realise there were missable trophies. So the second time, I just got the step by step out and do this.
Exactly, yeah.
So luckily, she didn't need to play through the whole game, but play through it. And by the end of it, had raised a good £100 more than her target of £250. So that's over £350 was raised. So brilliant. Really grateful for everyone that jumped in, and very much yourself as well, and your many incarnations of people that
personas. Yes. It was fun to do that.
It from the side where we were doing the streaming, I mean, obviously Ruth wearing a penguin onesie for for over two-thirds of the stream, she set herself a target of £150. When she got £150, she was going to put on this onesie. Yeah, I think she was on £90 before she started the stream, so it didn't take too long to get there. She didn't regret making that choice, but yeah, she certainly was not able to stay in full costume the whole night.
No.
And
Hot.
Even though she was clearly tired by the end of it, doing 12 noon till 12 midnight, she didn't really feel that it was a drag, you know. And I said it's the one more go approach. You know, how many games have you played that have, you know, like an instant replay? You play something like Super Meat Boy and you die and you just go, I'll just restart that. And before you know it, you've had about 72 one more goes.
Yeah.
So it's like that. You don't realise you're sat there. And that was why I was making sure she got fed and, cooked dinner and stuff, because at 8 o'clock, she realised her hands were shaking.
Oh, right.
Like, you need to eat, that's why. let's just stop for a minute.
Yeah.
And she only really had, I think, a total of about 4 breaks on stream, and one of them was to get changed. So
wow.
It was a really good effort, and
excellent.
I feel partly responsible for her doing it, and it was my pleasure to be behind the scenes and keeping the stream manager running and all that jazz.
Exactly. And updating the donations and
yeah, well, I was doing that live on stream. I said to her in the morning, I was like, I could probably make some sort of Penguin Platinum tracker. And she was like, it's too late now, you haven't got time. And then while we were playing the first game, I thought, I could make something in Paint just by grabbing an image. And then I realised, after doing it and putting Platinum's Achieved 1 at the bottom, well, I'm going to need to resave that entire file each time. That's not the best use of my time. So then I realised, well, I can just put the picture up on its own, and I can, you know, just have a file in OBS that I can just amend the text as we go, which is what happened in the end.
Cool.
So yeah, that was the big important thing this week. The weekend before, took the girls down to Colchester Zoo. Well, it's actually a bit before that, but we had a lovely day out down at the zoo, and we got treated to a moment of cover your eyes, please.
Why?
Well, when we got to the rhinos, there was a rhino with no horn. You know, the horn had been sawn off.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, look at that. He's sad. His horn's missing, and he's just got his head resting on the hindquarters of that other one.
They are, yeah.
And a bit later, it's like, we kind of realised, well, wherever she goes, he's still tracking around behind her. And then I went, you look at the discoloration on her back. It looks like someone's perhaps thrown a carpet over her, or a rug, or something. And then he decided to have a bit of a rear up, and we suddenly went, hey, look at the elephants on the other, yeah, turn around, look at over there. And Colin, rhinos are large creatures.
They are, yes.
Yeah. And they're not normally the most graceful.
No.
The poor chap took about 15 minutes just to get it started, as it were.
Yes, Justin, yes, yes. I'm not going to say anything about that. I could relate to that, but I'm not going to say anything. So, yeah, move on, please.
You can edit that out. And by the time we walked all the way around the enclosure and we're sort of, you know, glancing back going, is it over yet? Can we look? No, we can't look. But we got round to the other side and you could see him, like, he was on his back legs and it looked like he was basically just hopping from one foot to the other. It was like, well, is that how he keeps the movement going? I don't know. So we had to leave that area. Well, we went indoors into one of the enclosures. There were some tortoises.
Rhinos is not the, the highlight of a zoo visit, you know. Normally you wouldn't be going to see the rhinos, which are really...
Well, I didn't know they had rhinos. But no, we went inside the nice smelly house with the pygmy hippos, which I adore. And after we'd had a look at them and, you know, we were getting a bit overwhelmed by the smell, we went upstairs and, yeah, there were some tortoises. And... Mm. They were pretending they were rhinos, Colin.
Oh, right. Was it, did they get the months wrong? Was it springtime?
Don't know. But then, you know, we come home and Ruth's daughter goes back to school. She comes home, you know, a day or two later, and Ruth says to me, one of my daughter's classmates went on the Friday. When we went on the Saturday, and apparently the rhinos were going at it then as well.
Yeah, there you go.
But the other rhino came in, like, you know, headbutted the guy and said, "Get off my mum," kind of thing.
Excellent.
We just had to tell her daughter that they're just trying to stop them being an endangered species.
Of course, yeah. Oh, bless the innocents.
And the only other thing I've done of note is I mentioned last week with last time we recorded at great length about my Curry's voucher.
Yes, yes.
So I said to Ruth the other day, let's pop in there and have a look what's up, because Black Friday is coming soon. There might be something we can have a look for. And I don't think we really went in with anything in particular in mind. But as we wandered around the gaming area, there was this whole family doing an order for a PS5, which they appeared to have stock on the shelves for. Which, you know, if that's what's happening, then we're moving on in the world.
But yeah.
Whilst we were stood thinking, get out the way, we want to get over to the Xbox area, so we're looking for another controller for her, I noticed the flight stick that I have, that I've been meaning to, to flog for some time. I had a flight stick, as you know, from a couple of years ago, because you described it as a saddle and a sex toy.
I just don't remember, but I called it hot ass, because that's what it is.
Yes, a hot ass.
Hot ass, sorry.
Hands on throttle acceleration something.
Ooh, sounds kinky.
Anyway, just before I moved, I had let Ruth have a go with it and on a flying game, and had noticed the plane was drifting off to the side, and I thought, oh, you know, stupid women can't even fly a plane straight. and then afterwards I had a go and I went, right, you know, the tracking's out. I put it on the PC and it had severe joystick drift.
Oh, you get joystick drift on a hot ass.
Yeah. But if you're on a PC, you can increase what they call the dead zones.
Ah, yes.
So it's less of an issue, but you can't do that on the PlayStation. So I put it all away and boxed it up, and it came over here and it's been sat in the shelving rack for some time. Anyway, while we're in Curry's, I saw it on the shelf there. I was like, oh, it's only £50. And she went, right. I said, well, it was £80 when I bought it the first time round. And I've got this voucher for £40. So basically, I can just get a new one for £10 and just, you know, be done with the old one.
Hmm.
And she went, yeah, fair enough. As we're walking to the till, I sort of went, or I could swap the boxes over and then, then bring it back. And she went, you could try, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, it took us... they were particularly busy on this day. There was this lad being trained on the till, and we were, I think, second in the queue as we got to the front. And there was another guy who was, like, doing returns, and he just kept sort of going to the till area and then walking away. And just as we think, right, we're about to get to the front of the queue, the guy behind the till and this little lackey, he just kind of looks at us and goes, someone will be right with you, and walks off.
Wow.
And we're just like, okay, but there's no one else serving. So how's someone going to be right with us? We waited for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And there was quite a large queue behind us by the time we got to the front. And then it was like, you know, it was as if it was changing of the guard. And then one after another, we had about four people come to the tills. But yeah. For 15 minutes, this queue just kept getting longer with everyone getting more and more impatient, just thinking it's a good job I haven't got anywhere to be.
Exactly.
So I give him I put the thing on the counter, give him my gift card, and he says, okay, well, we offer a 3-year warranty on it. And I said, oh, do you? He said, yeah, normally it's £12, but we'll do it for you for £6. I said, oh. And I shoot Ruth a glance. She's not sort of catching my drift. And I went, yes, I will take the £6 3-year warranty if you can do it for me for £6. Thank you. Paid £16. Left. And then Saturday morning.
You didn't wait long, did you?
I waited a good week.
Oh, good week. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, Saturday morning, I swapped the polystyrene inside and the contents within the polystyrene, swapped me over, and I went into Currys with my vouch, with my receipt, and I did not lie. What I did was go up to the counter where the guy that was doing the returns the week before was, and I said, clutching my now at least 2-year-old flight stick, I said, hi, I'm hoping you'll let me do an exchange. And he looks at me and he says, okay, what's up? And I said, well, and I passed him over the paperwork and I said, I got a flight stick last week and then pushed the box at him and says, but this one seems to have a bit of drift and it's not really playable. Do you mind if I grab another one off the shelf and just do a straight exchange? And the guy looked at me, looked through the paper, went, yeah, go on then. Didn't even open the box.
Wow.
So I did not lie. I was a little bit dishonest. So I texted my friend in Birmingham and I said, look, I'm coming up to see you in a couple of weeks. I sent him a picture of the two hot ass joysticks boxed one above the other, and I said, I seem to have got a spare. Would you like one? And you know, after an hour, he sent me a reply going, how the hell did you end up with two? Like, well, look, I bought one, and then I exchanged an old one. And you know, as I said, if you want it, it's yours. Otherwise, I'll be sticking it on eBay. So he has graciously accepted.
And to which did you agree a sum?
He said, how much do you want for it? I said, I want thanks, and I want to promise that you'll play a game with me.
Wow. You could have made that promise to me, Justin. I would have played a game with you, but no.
No, you would have got stung for import tax.
True, so true. Oh, the EU is a wonderful place. It's a pity you're not in it. Anyway.
So that's pretty much everything of note that's been going on with me of late.
Cool.
What about yourself, Colin? What have you been up to?
Well, Justin, like yourself, I've had one or two purchases over the last week. We decided, Ryan had a voucher for Currys, so got it from some of his mates, and he decided he wanted to purchase some new AirPods, but he wasn't sure about getting them because he felt that if they didn't fit his ears, that he wouldn't be able to bring them back. So he decided, you know, he'll down payment on a brand new 4K, non-shit, 43-inch Samsung TV.
You're never going to let me on that one, are you?
No. So the trouble with where our original TV is in a tight spot in the corner of the sitting room. It's a built-in sort of cabinet effect. It's got, you know, drawers on the bottom. It's quite high up. And in behind that then is the boiler with drawers on either side. So there's a minimum space to fit it in. And the original TV we had downstairs is 39 inches. So we're talking an extra 4 inches, which is
ladies.
Big. Ladies. We're talking, and men, of course, whoever listens. And so I decided, you know, let's take a chance. Let's go to Currys. There was a pre-Black Friday sales. So we got it for $379. Similarly, it looks the same TV as Sandra's dad's one, which we got a year and a half ago. So, yeah, happy enough with it. Not much putting it together. You just stick in the feet at the bottom and hope to God it fits. And luckily it did. Just about fit. So, happy days. I haven't tried any PS5 or Xbox on it yet, but I have my own 4K, so monitor, so I'm not too pushed either way.
How much effort did you put into making sure the wiring was all done and accessed before you stuck it in place?
I would say it was a well thought out strategy. Myself and Ryan stuck in the stuff before we could, where it went anywhere. So we managed to get that in place without any sweating of any sort. It's amazing how light the tellies are now. So it's just when you're coming back from 20 years ago when you had a 32-inch big honking thing, and you know, it's just amazing how light they are now. Anyway, so we decided, originally we were going to get an air fryer because our air fryer is sort of broke. Well, the lid comes down, but there's a thing in between it that's sort of broke off, but you can still use it, but it's had better days, let's be honest. We've had it for the last 10 years. So we decided to get this. I almost showed you a picture of it. It's friggin' massive. And it's got a grill, it's got a steamer, and it's got an air fryer in it. It's a grill. Now, when it says all three, it doesn't mean you can run all three together, which is a bummer, really, because you can only do one or the other.
Yeah.
You can't do all three at the same time, which would be impressive if you did. But, yeah, so, you know, when you get something new and you have it, you know, you have that two-week trial and error. Well, then we're in that 2 weeks now. Did rashers today, the grill part of it sort of sizzled a bit. And, the chips, some were half done, some weren't. So, yeah, we're in the trial and error phase. So, we'll get there. It is quite big, and Sandra wasn't impressed with the size of it, but we'll get there. She's coming around eventually. We'll be probably try and cook the Christmas turkey in it. Who knows? It's a big motherfucker. It's a big... It feeds 6 to 9 people, so we could have a...
What, the turkey party. Or the oven?
With the oven... We haven't got the turkey yet, but who knows, we may not have turkey because there's bird flu going around, so who knows.
No, we got it that around be. Here
yeah, so well, I'm not mad about turkeys, to be honest with you. I'd rather have a chicken, a large chicken.
I thought you were about to say I'm not worried about bird flu because I'm not a bird. Oh, it takes me back to school when there was CJD and mad cow disease, and the joke used to be two cows in a field, one says to the other, you're worried about this mad cow disease, the other one says, no, I'm a squirrel.
Thanks for putting that in, new TV and oven, thank you.
I need to know for when I upload this, and suddenly I have to think, oh yes, that happened.
So, college, we finished our SD Skills Demo 3 last Monday. We had to go in and take the photographs of each step, And then I spent the last week documenting it and had to have it ready for first thing this morning. So that's all done now, so we can move on to the next subject. So that's two subjects we've completed in a matter of a year and a half. So we've got another six to go, so I reckon 2030 would be a good time for me to leave college. At the same time, I should be retiring, possibly. So watched some Root streaming, and oh, we're making cots now. Apparently cots and baby stuff is not any easier to make than it was 20 years ago, or 24 years ago, 23 years ago. Well, actually 24, yeah, because Ryan will be 24 on Sunday. So, yeah, and they're just as pain in the ass as they were before. She's got this little crib now. It's a little crib, and it's in a hanging. It's got legs, and it's hanging off the legs. And my goodness, to get them that basket out of the legs is just horrendous, until you know what to do, of course. But before that, it's not apparent what you need to do. But there's little steel balls at the back, and you just press the balls in, and you know, it lifts up. But no, they don't tell you that. It's not visible. But maybe they have to do these things to make them extra safe. Who knows?
I hope you appreciated when you were telling Ruth that you've been making making cots and cribs and stuff, and I said, are we talking MTV cribs? yo, come check out my 5 cars and the 16 rooms in my crib.
Oh, classic. Yes, so there you go. Busy week for the two of us. Some of us buying stuff and not bringing it back, and others bringing it back under the false pretenses, even though they weren't technically. But you see, I can't really judge you here, Justin, because I did similar things to my stick drifts for my Joy-Cons for my first ever Nintendo Switch, of which I've gone through about 5 or 6 by now. But anyway, well, Switches, that is, not Joy-Cons.
Well, people were suggesting that Ruth might need to return her DualShock 4, DualSenses, after hammering the X button. And, you know, we said, so in the first year of having, or just over the first year of having PS5, or PS5 each, both of our controllers that came with our consoles have been returned and had free exchanges. So, because of stick drift.
Yeah. Apparently it's rampant.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not so rampant now if you buy the second...
if you buy the God of War special edition one.
Yeah, this.
The £200,
Yeah, do you remember I bought that God of War PS4 Pro one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... Oh, yeah, so that's it. Stuff to talk about in the last save loaded, but yeah, we get on with that. Have you anything to add before we move on, Justin?
There was something else Ruth wanted me to talk about, because she, after we recorded last time, she went, you didn't talk about this. And I was like, no, I didn't, but we were already like over an hour and a quarter on that point, and I knew I was editing, so I'm not going to talk any more about it.
So leave it for me. Come on, Justin.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, but Colin's editing this. No, it's been largely uneventful. Next week we'll be needing, or next time we will need to record early, because I will be heading back to Swindon. So in order to make sure the show is uploaded on time, I'll need to upload it ahead of the return trip. Oh, the only other thing I was going to say is that I've been doing some more miniature painting, because you may have seen I put up a tweet last week just saying, are you even a Blood Bowl player if you're not still building and painting the figures a week or two before the tournament? So in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to a tournament back in Swindon, and I decided that for that tournament, I needed to take a referee, because I'm taking a bribed referee, and a cheerleader. So I have a figure to paint for a cheerleader. And then the tournament I'm going to do the weekend afterwards in Birmingham, I decided I'd take another figure I don't currently have built and painted. So, yeah, I may have been a bit quiet at work whilst being on a call and turned my camera off and built one of the figures while I was on this work call.
But attentively listening.
Absolutely, yes. I was paying full attention, and if they asked me anything,
taking it all in,
I was ready to respond. But
there you go.
I was on a meeting today. I swear, I spent 45 minutes doing various poses that resemble I'm bored out of my skull and I don't need to be here.
While you were on camera, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Good lad.
I was on camera.
That's what I would do if I was. Maybe that's why I got sacked. Who knows, anyway?
I've got nothing else to say. So let me ask you, before you ask me, Colin, what was your last thing loaded?
In the chronological order. Thank you, Justin. So, now, Justin, I'm going to tell you a little story about Elden Ring.
Oh, I've heard many stories about Elden Ring. Is it related to your playing of Elden Ring?
It is related to my experience of Elden Ring.
Have you deleted it?
No. Last Friday, I was over in my friend Justin's. Friday week. I was over in my friend Justin's.
Not me.
Not Justin's. Carlos's. And he's a connoisseur of Elden Ring.
Okay.
How many times has he finished it, Justin? Did I tell you this? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Once?
Guess how many times he's finished
Zero?
Elden Ring.
Once? Six times?
Five times.
Okay.
He's level 600. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he's not just one of these people that just plays one game and finishes. Well, he has been known to do that, but he keeps his games, he keeps his Xbox, he doesn't sell them on like some people I know, myself. And he's been telling me, why don't you just get Elden Ring? To get Elden Ring, his Xbox controller, he's gone through two Xbox One X controllers, Series X controllers so far. Both of times it's the right button on the top right button there.
The bumper for button.
The bumper button. It keeps, there's a little bit of plastic in it with, it's just a straight lot down bit of plastic, and that apparently keeps breaking. I don't know what he does be doing with it anyway. I have a spare one in there that's broken, so I take it apart and fix it for him. I fixed it for him twice. On two occasions I've fixed the one for him twice, but the first occasion he said to me, you can have that and bring it to CX if you fix it and you can get the money and buy Elden Ring out of it. So I did that. So anyway, I've had Elden Ring for a good 5 weeks now, and so last week I decided, you know what, let's go for it, let's go over to Carlos and he'll give me some tips on how best to approach this game.
Yes.
And you kindly offered some tips to me as well. Unfortunately, I'm playing it on the Xbox Series X, so Justin did say if it was on the PS5 he would have been well able to
PS4,
give me
PS5,
some
any of that, yeah.
Tips, as well as play with me online, co-op. So anyway, we decided I was playing a bit. He told me where to go to get the map, to get the first, to get your horse and stuff like that. So I went there, got that, farming that area for 20 levels.
And constantly getting beaten up by the one guy who's a lot stronger than all the rest of them in that area.
Yeah. Well,
and then when you can finally take him down, you're like, yeah, you take that.
Yeah, that's what happened today, Justin. In between studying,
you finally beat him.
Well, I have to say, not without a little help from my friend Carlos, because yesterday afternoon we decided to try co-op.
Yeah.
Now, did you know, Justin, that he doesn't have games with Xbox Live or Xbox Gold or any of that stuff?
Okay.
And yet we could still play it together in Elden Ring.
Right.
Which is interesting. You know how Elden Ring works, I'm sure, the co-op aspect of it.
Yes, you summon people.
You need
people
your little,
and stuff, yeah.
You summon people and we put a password on, and then that way he can see me, but then it doesn't stop other people from invading your game either.
Correct.
Right. So, he's level 500, and this was you know, this has reminded me of myself and Justin's first play on Destiny, where Justin just went ahead, kicked ass, and as long as I was picking up the stuff and getting leveling up, that was wonderful. So I just let Carlos do the same thing. So we must have played. Well, it took us about 3/4 of an hour to figure out how to get the online aspect working.
Yes.
So we got there anyway, and then just if I haven't done a particular, I went into his game. We were trying to get me to. He were trying to get him to into my game, but I didn't have this particular finger that allows him to come into my game. So I went into his.
The old finger.
Yeah, I've got it now, but I hadn't then, and so basically, I was going into his, and any areas I had not cleared, I wasn't allowed in, basically. So,
right.
Even though he'd cleared the thing. But anyway, he went in ahead and killed a few giant golems and loads of other things. Well, I'm now level 54. So, I'm thinking to myself, level 54. Ryan calls me a cheating little shit, but anyway, I don't care. It doesn't really make much difference, to be honest with you, because I'm still getting... It's still... Well, anyway, I'm level 54 now, and I managed to kill that little fellow with the big pole
yeah. And
the big shield in that area. So, I did a fist pump today.
The first time I killed him, he dropped his big shield, and then I had to grind up a lot of strength to be able to use it.
Yeah. So, that was that. So, we probably... continue that adventure maybe during the week sometime. Then Dave Yellowbug was talking about this Vampire Survivors game. He basically said it was like a NES game, but by God, it was addictive. So I had to give it a go, didn't I? So I did. It's basically you just use the left thumbstick and you just walk around and try and avoid all the monsters that are coming at you. And basically, you level up, the more blue crystals you pick up from dying the dead enemies, and you level up, and every time you level up, you get a perk, and every time you get a perk, you level up more and more and more, and I've basically got to level 11 so far, because it just gets a bit crazy after a while. But once you bump into them, like, or they hit you, it doesn't really take for much, much for you to die, and it reminds me a bit of the plants from Plants vs Zombies. They're in it too. There's a few other bits and bobs, but it's just a pick up and play type of fun game. It's just pick up and play, but it's good because you get 5 points achievements. They don't give 10 and 15 point achievements. They only give 5 point achievements. So I tend to get my daily 50 allowance of get 50 points for getting achievement. So yeah, then I had The Ascent on the Steam Deck. This is The Ascent. This is the game that's on Xbox. It was on Xbox Game Pass. I don't know whether it's on PS4 now. I think it might be actually. It's a roguelike anyway. It's cyberpunk type of top down, sort of, not top down but slightly down shooter, twin stick. It's a twin stick shooter.
No idea.
And yeah, it's good. I played it on the Xbox with the lads last year anyway. It was a bit of a laugh. Then we played some golf with friends with Justin en route last Thursday
after we attempted to play something else.
After we attempted to play Wreckfest, which to Justin, I give Justin his dues. He did stick it out, fair play.
I kept trying, I kept joining the game, and I kept getting kicked out of the game. And I kept going, it's booted me, I'm going to have to restart. And then we had a couple of games before the netcode just decided it just did not want all three of us playing in the same game at the same time. Because you were having some problems as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So... yeah, that didn't... But we got it. We got a few games in, so that was good.
How did you find the golf with your friends? Because my first experience of playing it was quite tricky. You and Ruth were well ahead of me. I was missing all sorts and just taking my time. And then I learned how to use the camera. And and it was a completely different game the second time.
Yes, you did crawl back and kick our asses a few times. Yeah,
I went from being three times over your score to three times under it as you were going, I just can't find the bloody hole.
Yeah. Because you'd showed us the joys of the camera. The overview camera, which we didn't realise we had. We could access to that, yeah. So that was good. Then I finished God of War. I didn't realise, actually, I was playing it on normal until I got to this particular section where I just kept getting my arse handed to me, so I went down and put it down to
where you go up in a giant lift and lots of things spawn one after another. You go through the different doors, or rather stuff.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one, Justin. Yeah. That's exactly the one, yes.
That took me exactly. A few goes.
Yeah,
It's fine up until the point where it suddenly goes, we're going to put you into darkness now, so you can barely see what's going on.
Yes, the darkness bit, yes. How do you remember these things? You've got a brain that's amazing.
Because...
I'm awesome.
Because it was very memorable to me from the frustration.
Now, I was talking to my friend Glenn in college, and he actually platinumed God of War as well, the first one.
Yeah.
So he was excited to play the second one. And as you know, my future son-in-law, Noel, did actually download, pre-order this, so I had access to it from day one. I'm not sure about you, Justin, but my potato broadband is generally horrific lately in the last 2 or 3 months. It's really bad. Like, I'm just not getting the speeds I used to get. My download speeds are just horrific. Like, I downloaded something like 2.5 gigs today. It took me 20 minutes. Normally, it would only take 10, 15. It's taken 25 minutes to download. I just cannot understand it. I've pinged. I've used the pings. I've checked speed tests. And if you ask me, I think it's the modem. But anyway, the last time I was onto them, they just basically start yapping to me and then stop talking to me because they put the phone down. So yeah, anyway.
I had a similar experience after we did all the stream quite successfully. We brought the PC back home on the Sunday and we needed to go online to check something she's been uploading. And yeah. I said, right, I'll turn the PC on, I'll leave you to it. And then she texts me, like, I'm downstairs with her daughter playing a game and I get a message going, the internet's really slow. And I was like, well, it shouldn't be. Do you remember I mentioned about that USB issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, it decided the PC had decided it wanted to just suddenly forget that several USB sockets existed. And we did a speed test while she was working and it came up as 0.9 megabits per second. It's like, that is going to take a while. Do you mind if I just reboot the PC? Rebooted it, moved it around in the sockets once or twice. There you go, 170, off you go.
Wow, okay. Nice. Do you have 500 megabytes then? Megabits?
I think I've got 300. I'm not like Dave who's just signed up for new swanky super fast. Dave Yellowberg.
Which Dave? Oh, did he? Oh, nice. Well, I've only got 250 megabits, so, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, God of War finished. Then I decided, well, let's download the new one. I had to leave that overnight. Shh, don't tell anybody. Anyway, so I decided, let's boot it up. Well, I didn't boot it up the next day after I finished God of War 1 because, you know, you just don't want the same. You know, you just want to play something different anyway. So the next day, I think it was last Wednesday. Yeah. I stuck it on. Oh, totally enjoyed it. Okay, that's grand. Played it for about an hour. And then the next day, I went to play it. And apparently something got corrupt. My file save got corrupt or whatever, but I couldn't load it up again. So I had to delete it and re-download it, but I haven't got back to re-downloading it again. So, yeah. So the last game then, I just tried a bit of Tell Me Why. This is the point and click adventure. And I've been meaning to try to play this for a while. I tried to play it on my Xbox. Got to chapter one and then got distracted. So I have it on the Steam Deck because it was free on the Steam Deck. And I'm playing through that now. So I think I've managed to start playing chapter one. So we shall see. But anyway, I was going on about your fan, Justin. Well, my fan's just as bad as your fan. So I shall refrain from slagging your fan off in the future. So there you go, Justin. What was your... See, I managed to actually talk a good bit this week, even though you did have some insight into talking during my Last Save Loaded episodes. But yeah, go for it, Justin. What was your Last Save Loaded in the chronological order? I'm assuming the Ace Combat 7 is just trying out your new hot ass, yeah?
Ace Combat 7 is my Last Save Loaded. Yes, I decided that I wanted to test the new hot ass, and I decided to stick that game back in. I'd got up to mission 10 of I don't know how many before I stopped playing it. When the joystick broke the first time, or the old joystick broke, and sure, it was like, I don't know, 11 o'clock, and I thought, I'll just see. Oh, it's already, it turns out I hadn't even deleted it off the hard drive. It was still there, so I still had all my save files, and I thought, that's fine. I can keep working on that, because then that's a bit closer to, you know, finishing the campaign.
Hmm. Is this on your PS4?
This is on the PS5.
Oh, the PS5, yeah. Okay. So your hot ass works with your PS5 and your PC?
Yes.
Does it work with your PC as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Not that I... yeah, it's a USB one. So not that I have any flight games on the PC, but were I to, cool, then yes, I could. And the mission I was at, I was not doing so well, Colin. You get a score to make, and I found this with Ace Combat 7 on quite a few of the missions, that they give you a target score, and generally speaking, if there's a target score to achieve, you probably need to go out and buy a new plane that's specially designed for that mission. So I remember when I was playing it last year, there was a mission where you have to take out a load of planes on an airstrip and stuff like that, and take out all these APCs. Well, of course, that means that it wants you to fly the A-10 Warthog plane, the tank buster one, which is designed for shooting down things on the ground, not a dogfighting plane. So I had to save up after several attempts at doing a mission on that one, and that I kept failing over and over again. This one, there's lots of boats. You know, you're told you need to clear out this navy, you need to clear out this research platform. And it gives you 15 minutes. And to begin with, I may have crashed into the water, crashed into boats, got shot down. And every time I'm thinking, nope, I'm going to finish this before I go to bed. And then after just thinking, I'm just running out of time and I'm nowhere near the score, go onto Reddit and it says, yeah, pick this plane with this secondary weapon. And yeah, basically you've got cluster bombs and you can take out the entire boat in one shot, rather than have to pick up all the individual components and do it the other way, which is what I was trying to do. And I then aced it on my first attempt after saving up to buy this new plane. So I'm not going to say what time it was when I finished the game, but
considering it was 11 o'clock when you started, so I, let me see, half two maybe?
No, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I did spend less than 2 hours attempting that mission before I did pass it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was gone midnight. But but it works. So that was my Last Save Loaded. Prior to that, during the day, I did mention that I had been playing Untitled Goose Game with Ruth's daughter.
Cool.
Because when we said, okay, you know, your mum needs to go and use the PC for a bit, she just said, oh, well, can we play the Goose game? Yes, we can. And I was merrily doing stuff that's on the hidden hidden list, like locking the gatekeeper out of his garden, locking the gardener out of his garden and stuff. And she's going, how did you know that's there? That's not on the list. I'm like, well I've played the game before. And then when Ruth came back down after we'd been, you know, chased, trying to steal everything from this guy's garden, her daughter went, oh, is that hole in the hedge there that we can just walk through? And me and Ruth were like, we played the game a lot. We did not know there's a hole in the hedge there.
Excellent.
We now feel that we put quite a bit of effort in when we didn't need to. So that was quite funny.
Brilliant.
And prior to that, on Thursday night, as part of Ruth's test stream, we played a bit more Death Squared. So you can now understand what I mean when I say you control cubes and you're trying to move them around and not push the other people off.
I can totally understand now.
And we tried one of the co-op missions and it was not getting anywhere. So we're like, no, let's go back onto the main campaign and work through what is effectively the single player, but with two players. Don't know how that works. And we mentioned trying to play Wreckfest. I have not deleted it. I am still committed to try again with you. And I quite enjoy that golf with your friends. After you went offline, Ruth and I started playing some of the little other versions, other variants they play. Like there's an ice hockey one, which has instead of a flag, it has a goal with a netminder in front of it that's going backwards and forwards. So you have to shoot when he's not in the way. Quite funny. But yeah, the only other game I've played of late, we're still working on Yakuza Kiwami, and
oh, nice! I thought you would have. Thought you would have finished that.
I am getting closer to finishing it.
Well, I suppose you didn't have any much time on Saturday anyway, so or Friday, or setting up the stream and all that, so you probably didn't get as much gaming time in as you'd normally do.
I've finished doing all the gambling. I've finished all of that. I'm now just on the karaoke.
So a rough estimation of how long you've been playing this game.
It'll go down at the end of the year. It'll go down as my longest played game. I mean, Ruth keeps saying to me, I would have just given up. And I'm like, yeah, but you know how sometimes you're in too deep to walk away? And now I feel that because all I've got to do to get 100% on the completion list is finish these three songs with over 900 on the scoreboard, and then I've done it.
Yeah.
I can't just go, oh, well, you know, there was 1,000 things to do on the completion list. I stopped at 997. it's not quite those numbers, but it may as well.
No, be. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And to my credit, I spent quite a few attempts trying to do one of the songs on the karaoke, and I was doing badly and getting frustrated. And then I did it, and then I picked the next song, and I thought, oh no, I've messed this up halfway through, but I kept going, and I did the next one first time.
Nice.
I thought, great. Yeah, now I'm on the stupidly hard songs that if you look online, people go, oh, well, playing this game, the best, most fun part of me was when I had to do this particular song at the karaoke. But one of the songs is designed where in the game you take someone else to the karaoke with you and you sort of sit in the background and clap and do backing vocals. Mm. Now, Colin, if you don't take that person with you when you go to do that song, quite a sad thing happens, which is where Kiryu's just sat on the sofa clapping and doing backing vocals when no one's singing the song. It looks really, really, really horrible.
But you're determined to get it, and you'll probably, please, hopefully, you'll have it done by 2 weeks' time.
Well, I've got to focus on painting Blood Bowl and then be away. So yeah, I would like to have it done by the time we record next time, but it's unlikely to be done. And then even when I do that, I still have extra parts of the game to play. I've got to do a full playthrough of the game again. I just want to get the completion list out of the way so I can, you know, put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
Though someone has told me that I'm trying to get 900 on one of these songs, and one of the challenges I've got to do on the side quests is get 950 on this song. So if that's true, I shall be crying when I find out. But yeah, there we go. That's what I've been playing.
Excellent. So we just move on to Twitter comments, and Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. Fantastic show, gents, at Last Save Loaded. Thank you very much, Ian.
Must have heard you
bitching about it. Yep, the last time. Yeah, thanks.
I wasn't going to say the word. I started. I was like, no, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Justin, you're going to read this out because this is. I'm quite impressed with this question, Justin. Very impressed, actually, to say the least.
When we decided that we were going to record, it was, you know, I wasn't at home, so I didn't have the PC set up. And then I sent Colin a message last night saying, "Did we decide we recorded on Monday?" And Colin replied first thing this morning. I was like, "Yeah, I better put a question out then." So, question of the week, question of the fortnight. Let's change that. Is We're recording tonight, so our question of the fortnight is, if you are struggling with a game, would you prefer to beat whatever challenge has got the better of you, have a magic skip button to bypass the roadblock, or have a good old-fashioned cheat mode? Now, I said I've been over to see Ruth earlier, and she did say to me, "Did you put that question up because of me for this weekend?" And I was like, look, just because one of your games required us to use a cheat code to get the platinum quickly, that did make me think that it can be fun to be able to fly when you're in a game that doesn't allow you to fly. And, you know, lady in a leotard with a gun, you would have liked to have had a cheat mode or a way to go, I don't want to do this anymore, but you toughed it out and you got it. So, her response to the question of the fortnight is, I'd rather beat it by my own means, but I have used mechanics in games that make life easier before. Sometimes life is too short for frustration. So, yeah, I definitely remember, and you may remember me saying this, when I played Demon's Souls, that there was, I think it's the Old King Alant or something like that. Basically, there's this really fast boss that as soon as you enter his area, he sort of charges at you, and you know, you can learn to counter all of his tactics, or you can find this ring that does poison damage to everyone in a certain area, and his idle animation is just within that idle area if you stand right up against the steps. So you can spend half an hour just doing tiny 1% chip damage, and then spontaneously he just dies. And that's what I did after I tried to beat him and just went, you know what, I'm going to spend longer trying to learn it than if I just do it the cheap way. So,
exactly.
And when I played Elden Ring, I got killed multiple times by a boss until I worked out that I could stand next to a hole in the wall and shoot him before he's actually engaged, and and get him to a third of his health before I enter the boss area. One dragon, arguably one of the toughest fights in the game. Yeah, you can basically outright kill him by doing the same thing without him even activating. So
sweet.
There's multiple ways to make the system work for you.
Multiple ways to skin a cat, yes. So Gaggle or Geese at Gaggle _ O _ Geese. Yes, yes, and yes. So he'd Like Arlo mechanics?
Yeah, I don't know. Beat it on my own means, yes. Use game mechanics, and yes, life is too short, possibly.
Yeah. Completed Xbox at Dave at Knackerback. A magic skip button, as long as it doesn't affect any story within the game. I said effect properly.
Yes, but Dave meant affect. He put the wrong word in there. But we understand what you mean. you pronounced what he meant to say and then reworded it with what he did say. So, just edit and just go with what you said the first time. Otherwise it'll sound like I'm criticising what you're saying, and I don't mean to do that.
Well, I mean, God forbid, just...
Wait, you can put that in outtakes if you want. Or you can just leave it there and make me look like an arse. I don't know.
I'll just leave it there, just...
I love it. Complete... No, that was Dave. Mike Green at The Path to Amen says, games at the end of the day are about entertainment. So, if something is removing the fun, I think you should be able to skip a roadblock. Saying that, cheat mode is fun when you want to act like a god and get all punchy-punchy on some minions. Face with sunglasses, big smiley face. And...
Yes, you did reply, Justin, didn't you?
Yes, Justin Smith, on your six, did say, that's a great answer.
And Mike did. Smart arse. Mine normally are. Hashtag ego. We know Mike's a nice chap.
Yes. I did think it was a great answer.
It was. And I thought it was a great question, but there you go. K-Pam debt at Shratum. Skip button, please. But it only becomes available after a few attempts. Yes, well, we had the Mario games with Mario 3D Land and 3D World, where you could take the golden bell and skip to the end of the level.
The golden leaf or whatever it was on Mario 3D World, that just gives you the white cat suit, which basically kills anything that touches you. But if you fall off a level, it still kills you, so it doesn't actually help.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. It's a lot easeasier. Just
Dave at Yellowbag 1969 says, I think R-Star, so Rockstar, got it pretty much spot on with Guitar and GTA 5 and Red Dead Redemption 2 by offering a skip option if you keep failing a specific part of a mission. Avoids frustration, but still makes you attempt the sequence three or so times before giving you the option to skip to the next checkpoint.
Exactly. So, Noel, I sent Noel this text and he replied with my... Oh, that's a tough one. I'd skip if it was a game that I wasn't into, but if I was, I'd just go onto YouTube.
You see, that's what I've been trying to do with my Yakuza, is going, is there any tips for making this a lot easier? Like some of the gambling, it was a case of play roulette, go for the 1 in 32 option, and if it doesn't come up, reload the game. Try again. When it does come up, congratulations, you've just won 80,000 credits. You know, it was a bit like that. And when I actually did get that one, I think I saved the game, having got it the first time. Went back in, bid again, and got it straight away on the second attempt. I'm like, oh, I'm done. Move on.
Nice. Yeah. So, thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you. Podcast mentions?
So I will give some podcast mentions out. 60 Minutes with Heroes Out, Geekachu, and Lapsed Gamer Radio. So, yeah. So I suppose the moral of this week's story is, if at first you don't succeed...
Cheat.
Just cheat, yeah. So, any other business, Justin, before we leave?
No. We'll, like I said, need to agree a recording date before I go away so that we can get that one in the bag.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'm fairly flexible, as you know, Justin. I am your flexible friend. So I, you know, as I said, I still go up to my mum's on a Wednesday, but other than that, I'm good to go. Okay, Justin, where can people find you?
They'll find me hogging the lassogloaded at gmail.com email address. You can follow me on Twitter at Onya6, and you can tweet at lassogloaded if you want to send a message to the show. What about you, Colin?
Yeah, and you can find me at multiplatman and on Twitter, and Solemn67, twitch.tv/ Solemn67. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I haven't streamed in a while, so I can't be arsed. Anyway, so Justin, say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
And goodnight, Justin. Bye. Good evening.
That is very loud in my ears. Let me turn you down a bit.
Oh, excuse me.
I was typing and I must have hit space and it answered the call. So it went, ding, hello. I didn't get ding, 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 ding.
The wonders of modern technology.
Indeed, indeed. Hello, how are you?
Super.
Good. I am glad that you're super.
Just give me a tickety-boo. I just want to close the door. Thank you. Should be the only external noise you'd hear for the duration of this call.
Okay, well.
Tickety boo!
I've just shut the wrong screen down. There we go. Right. are you beveraged up? I have a tea here.
I'm unbeveraged. I've drank way too much water today, so I decided to go dry. Their eye mouth,
yes,
as they say.
So halfway through you'll be going,
that's just me and my vape, Justin. Anyway, let's get into this, Justin. I shall count us down in the appropriate manner, which I do every week. 3, 2, 1. Slight delayed one there, but anyway. And welcome to Last Save Loaded, episode 3. Season 3, episode 7, and I'll get it right one day. Welcome to...